This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go live this morning to Washington. We have Karen Travers joining us now as U.S. air and naval assets hit dozens of Houthi targets in Yemen, which, Karen, is somewhat of a strong message to Iran.
Yeah, that's exactly what this was. The president was sending a warning to Iran over the weekend with this significant military strike, the most significant that he has taken since he returned to the White House in January. The president ordered these airstrikes on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen over the weekend, and U.S. officials say that the air and naval strikes hit radars, air defenses, and missile and drone systems. We're told that the attacks could last for several days and that they could intensify in scope and scale. The president said in social media posts that the Houthis have waged an unrelenting campaign of piracy, violence, and terrorism against American and other ships, aircraft, and drones. He said that Iran has to stop supporting the Houthis immediately, saying, "Do not threaten the American people or their president. If you do," he says, "beware, because America will hold you fully accountable." This, of course, is aimed at trying to put a stop to the attacks that they have launched on shipping and American forces in the Red Sea, a very critical global trade route. We talked about this, you and I, in the last administration, because the Biden administration launched similar strikes on the Houthis, but that didn't stop their attacks on ships in the Red Sea, and it was actually very similar targets that the U.S. hit during the Biden administration to very little effect.
All of this designed to send a strong message to Iran.
Absolutely. And, you know, that was clearly the intended audience. The Trump administration has been making it clear that they want Iran to negotiate an end to its nuclear program. And if they're not going to do that, that there could be military action similar to what we saw last night or this weekend against Iran.
Karen, thank you. Karen Travers joining us live this morning from Washington.